Today doesn't suck.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, old Dan. Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Hello. Happy speak to Bob.
At sent it again. 3 o'clock from Sweet Clean Texas Motor Speedway.
Here.
I'm the A-hole.
Our week is done.
Again.
Here's Groups, who had a date.
Hey, Bug. Don Davis Auto Group in Rally House, Texas, bring you my nizzle.
Did you wear a raincoat?
No glove, no love. What's his name?
Steve.
All right, let's say hello to the Hardline. They are not here at Texas Motor Speedway, so they must be over there, or they are going over there. Mike Reiner, Corby Davidson, the Texas Hardline. Hello, Mike.
I believe we've arrived already to where we're going as far as being over there or such goes.
By the way, just to set the record straight, once again, we're broadcasting live from Texas.
That's right, we sure are. And boy, what a Texas place this is.
Yes.
Because we are here at the Dallas International Guitar Festival, where all around us there is the sound of this sweet, low-down Texas blues being played.
Yeah. Yep. Not going to find this anywhere in the north.
That's
where
right.
Yankees hang out.
That's right. I don't believe they have the Cleveland Guitar Festival.
Oh.
Well, they do kind of have the Rock Hall
or
of Fame.
Or the Sun Prairie Guitar Festival.
Well, what does that have to do with guitars?
Like, essentially, the entire structure of rock and roll is based in Cleveland, so that was a poor point. More me.
Hey, Mike.
Donovan. What's happening?
I'm a little disappointed after 2 years of faithful service to you on that baseball team. You looked over me for, like, who did you draft before me? A kicker from USC. What the hell is that all about?
Look, he had
That's
to.
Ties, man.
They already had a black guy.
I had to.
Oh, you already had the quota, right?
Pac-10 bias.
Pick Will.
Well, I mean, Team Dunham and Miller may have been the last team to integrate, but we were second to last.
I thought you had a good point yesterday that they had to overcompensate since
right,
they were last.
Right.
They had to grab two black guys.
Right.
That now, might Bob, come back.
I'm very happy with having you on our team this year, though, Dan.
That might.
I'm very happy to be here.
Come back to haunt you, Mike.
And I know it bothers you, and well, I don't know if it bothers you, but it disappoints you a little bit that you're not going to get to spend your entire career with one team. But you'll like it here, man.
Yeah.
It's a great city. We got a great room. There are great guys on this team, and we're here to win, man.
It's like a family here.
Yeah, it is. It is. We've got each other's back. You know,
if I had to go anywhere, I would have chosen the Hardline.
That's awesome. See, that's the kind of stuff I like to hear.
Yeah.
It makes yesterday all the more worthwhile.
And you know what? I get it, man. I know it's tough to leave. I know when once you get into your circumstance, it's a very tough thing. And
it really
everything.
Wasn't that tough.
Your kids have to move now. This is just
you know, you got to get your wife on board with the whole thing. She's got to find school. She's got to be in charge of moving because the season's underway, you know. And you got to join us.
You guys think that skin is blacker on the other side, but it's not. I'm going to come back to kick some ass.
Well, we're not talking about you. We're talking about Dan.
Well, I'm talking about you.
And by the
since
way,
you're
Will,
my nemesis right now.
Will, the...
I'm your nemesis.
Right.
Will,
you
the
didn't
black
pick
man,
me, man.
The black man that we drafted.
Donovan, sit your black butt down.
Will's as white as we are.
Wow.
He is kind of white.
He is privileged.
He is.
Yeah.
Grew up in a rich neighborhood.
He's very Will Smith.
Sweaters. Dude, and
when you said that, he almost spit his caviar out.
But Since Bob,
Will has more security at this station than anyone, doesn't he?
You can owe your selection to Team Hardline to your old pal, Corby.
I know, and that troubles me.
Who fought for you and fought and fought.
I think he could have let me fall a little further in the draft, though.
See, that's what I was trying to do. I told him that. We could have got you in 9.
I think he could. You reached for me.
Yeah, we did.
Like, who went right after me?
Willie Mays?
Yeah, it was Willie Mays.
Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, that's a little early, then, if Willie Mays was still on the board.
All right, well, today, everybody.
But we're glad to have you both
on
Team Hardline.
I'll try to keep things loose.
We're expecting great things from both of you.
Well, you better position me properly, then.
Look, we really believe that you are a better... I know you're a better player than what you've shown.
I know I am.
This year, you don't have to face me.
That's right.
Ooh.
I won't be torn like that. No, he's right.
I'm just saying, that was always difficult.
It's a real mind screw, if you will, and I couldn't do it.
But also, you just have to hit against Seabass. Come on.
I've done that.
How tough is that? All right, today...
You know, he is nowhere near as good as he thinks he is.
Seabass?
Let's keep making him, puffing him up, though.
Hey, look. Hey, look.
Okay.
You guys aren't going to gang up on my teammates, on my new teammates now, so I'm here. We're going to kick.
He is, without question, the most overhyped player in this game.
You know what he has?
And what did you do against me last year, Mike?
We're not talking about me.
Yeah,
we're talking
out.
About you.
Okay.
Tell him, Sean.
He did that against everyone. Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry,
yeah.
Whoa, what?
Oh, wow, you got Mike Reiner out?
You struck out Mike.
How did you do that?
Wow. He did a really good job making sure I got in the strike zone.
Yep. Sean has...
He's trash-talking you, Mike.
Sean has good ability.
Don't take this, Shoopy.
Like I say, we're not talking about me. We're talking about him.
He's got a bit of a racing mind.
I think he's going to do really well.
Your mind races. You're a little too worried about...
mentally weak?
You
said something else.
You're a little too worried about periphery. A little too worried about what the writers up in the press box might be jotting down about you at the moment of truth.
And might be thinking this game.
I'm worried about how your pants look and
wondering about
they're
that.
Tight enough and everything.
I'm not Rich Harden.
You're worried about impressing girls and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I see big things from Seabass.
Million-dollar arm.
One
yeah, but
ahead.
What about that control tower?
Well,
what we got up there?
I don't know about that.
Today is Friday, April 16th, the 106th day of the year. There are 259 days left in 2010.
Friday the 16th.
Mike, on this day in 1935, the radio comedy program Fibber, McGee, and Molly premiered on the NBC Blue Network.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Tell us what you remember about sitting around the old radio.
Indian style.
You're listening to NBC Blue.
Dun, dun, dun.
They will make
Blue.
You laugh.
Well, they had an actual guy playing the toy xylophone.
That mean they could swear on that channel?
Yeah, they were working Blue.
The NBC xylophone.
So, Fibber McGee, I have this piano. Would you like to push it up the stairs, maybe?
Thank you, Molly.
Come on, Mike.
What?
Don't downplay your Fibber McGee and Molly. Yeah,
did you guys eat your tapioca around the radio?
All right, everyone who sent in for their secret Fibber McGee ring, get it out now.
It was a Fibber McGee decoder ring.
Fibber McGee decoder ring.
Fibber McGee sea monkeys have arrived.
Go ask your parents.
The first clue is ham.
Write it down and tune in again next week.
For the next clue. Ham.
On this day in 2007.
Corby, what's clue number two if clue number one is ham?
I don't know.
Pressed.
Baseball bat.
On this day in 2007 on the campus of Virginia Tech.
Like that?
Students. Sung Wee Joe.
Oh, he hit the home run against Texas, right?
Sung Wee Joe.
Diarrhea.
Killed 32 people on the campus of Virginia Tech before taking his own life.
I vote Junior.
On this day,
hold on. Who's joining us?
Who is this?
Awful.
And how will this transcript read in the paper?
On this day,
here's Mike Reiner with the Virginia Tech joke series.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was not me.
Really?
That was something on tape.
Going, ha. Oh.
The guitar show does something to Mike.
Boy, it sure does.
On this day in 1940, Bob Feller.
Because I know there are a lot of my kind out here.
Bob Feller,
go ahead.
Pitched the first no-hitter on opening day.
Well.
In fact, it still remains the only opening day no-hitter in Major League history.
Man, he won't shut up about it.
Him and Sean Markham.
Sean
What about
Bass?
His?
I'm Sean going to Bass. Tell you a story. About opening day.
All right, in birthday news.
If Bob Feller was available last night, would you have taken him over Sean Bass?
I certainly would have.
Angela emailed.
Like Bob Feller right now?
As is.
Like 80-something-year-old Bob Feller?
Angela emails Dan. Today is my best friend, Jen Davis.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Huh? Yeah.
Celebrating her 29th birthday.
Oh, exactly. Perfect.
You know her. Bathroom and take.
Rest. Come here.
She is a longtime P1. It would mean a lot to hear if you would wish her a happy birthday. You are, after all, her most favorite ticket host.
Oh.
I've included a picture of Jen on the beach in the Philippines.
Oh, let's see that, Dan.
Here's Jen.
Let's see that. Oh. Why am I not your favorite, huh?
What is this blowing up thing you're doing today?
In the Philippines? The hell goes there?
She's a world traveler, man.
Well, she is a world
traveler. She's following her muse these days.
I think she likes me.
And I believe she was among the fan club in the great game last year.
She certainly was. She made her presence felt big time.
Those things.
Is Philippines on the water?
No.
Those monsters.
I don't remember her.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah.
I know I do.
She's on the wall. And she will be again. So I shall say to you.
Is she a big listener?
Yeah.
Jen.
What do you mean by big?
Up there.
Happy 29th birthday, Jen.
Oh, back there.
No, not there.
Not registering?
No.
What a perfect age for someone to hook up with a guy who's about 40.
Squarely in the demographic.
How old is she?
What a perfect 29. Age for
in
the
your
next
demographic?
Wife. Yes. Wouldn't that be the perfect age for the next wife?
She's 30 years Tom. Younger than you.
That's about right.
No.
That is about
where
right.
I plan to go.
Mouth-watering melon.
What happened to stay in your own demographic?
I am.
8 to 8. Hey, get it.
What is? Let's get things straight. What is my demographic then? At my current age, what is my demographic?
I'm not worried about yours. I'm only worried about mine. Like I say, yours goes down to about 27.
Keep your eyes
so
on your own paper.
2 years below you, but I'm 20 years younger?
Yeah. That's how it works.
What about the $200 haircut?
Works the way I say it works.
Okay.
What about the haircut and the affliction t-shirts that Corby loves?
Yeah.
You don't know her? That looks, doesn't look familiar at all?
Not at
look
all.
Look at that, man.
Yeah, I said, no, Bike, she has boobs.
Look
I don't
at
recognize
that,
her.
Dear WTDS.
Yeah, go ahead.
From Eric Hilton, it's my birthday. I'd love to hear Corby bragging drops. I have attached the obligatory picture of my girlfriend.
Here's a live one. I have a $200 haircut.
Let's see that, Dan. Or is it worth it?
Yes, it's always worth it. Here, you want to hold it, too? All right.
Yeah.
I want to hold those.
P1 Grant says, I want to wish my wife, 30. Shia Lynn Abston, happy 23rd. Gerbs, you pick the drop she will hear on her birthday. Here's a picture of her and her friends. Also, we have happy birthday wishes for former disgruntled Ooh. Bikini girl Darlene Atkinson. She turns 43 today.
Which one is she?
Mm.
That's like a woman sandwich.
They were inseparable.
You have your choice
Let's
of
have
10,
a look
Bob.
At her.
And we go elsewhere. Who else was born on the same day as Jen?
Darlene, Darlene, last night I had an awful dream.
How about this, Jen Davis,
no?
as we dedicate the rest of this segment to Jen? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 63.
My dad said he took possessions off on defense.
And the ticket's own Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He definitely you try is. Dragging Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
I heard he doesn't wear deodorant.
I have a birthday,
All right,
Dan.
Ticket stock. How y'all doing tonight?
All right, here.
What is going on there?
Around here. You guys want to hear some Doors?
Not really.
You want to hear some Doors tonight?
No.
What are we doing? Is this playing
Kareem,
in the air?
You want to hear some Doors tonight?
Absolutely not.
Let's play some Doors. Here we go.
Okay. I guess I have to then.
Did he ask Kareem if he wanted to hear
yes,
some Doors?
Yes, that's why we're playing it. Dingbat.
Oh, shit.
All right, okay.
All right, well, it's tough to hear with all this background noise, smoke monster.
What? Don't anger the smoke monster.
Grr.
Not, all right, not every play you call is perfect, Groups.
I think
all
you're
right,
wrong.
Here's Mike.
I feel like we're going to have a parallel timeline here.
Here's Mike with a birthday.
Today is the birthday of Chris Orzechowski.
What? Who?
Chris Orzechowski.
What does he do?
It's a girl.
Oh, yeah.
And what does she do, Mike?
Let's see.
You can tell me later.
Tomorrow,
right.
Tomorrow is the birthday of Katie Bassick.
Wow. She's still boyfriend with that douche?
She's single.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, she's single?
I heard she was on a date last night.
Uh-oh.
Coops. I get it.
God, that'd be awesome to date her until you had to...
Shoopy, did you have a date last night?
Until you had to go to her house for Thanksgiving and meet Mike.
Coops had a date last night.
With who?
He won't say.
He's being all gay about it. Yeah, you know.
Sure, I had another date.
Can't even remember the name.
You date one blow-up doll and you get labeled for life.
Throw your hand.
Uncool.
All right. Elsewhere.
WTF.
Yeah. Antonio OMG. Alfonseca, 38.
Six fingers.
Bill Belichick, 58.
OMG. He only has six fingers?
Greatness. Conchita Martinez, 38.
Tennis.
Corby.
Fernando Viña, 41.
Well.
Peter Billingsley, 40.
Beaver's mom.
Christmas Story.
Ellen Barkin, 56.
Hot. Not hot at all.
Hot. Was in her day.
No.
These days, pretty much had it, but in her day, very rare.
Go watch Sea of Love.
Bobby Vinton, 75.
The Polish prince.
Martin Lawrence Donovan is 45.
What a big day.
Wow.
Genius.
Do you understand?
That's not Martin. That is not Martin. Don't even disgrace Martin by saying that.
What is he compared to? Tyler Perry.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris House. Chris
Tucker.
Thomas. No, stick with
Chris
House. Thomas.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, the mayor?
That's Fred Hoiberg.
Chris Thomas.
That's not Fred Hoiberg.
Now here's your spare birthday.
That's a friend of mine from growing up.
Oh, look at me.
Sorry, never mind.
You know a lot of people, Corby.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
It's a fart form.
Now, who's greater? Are you saying that, Mike? It's Martin. He's the greatest. Ever.
Chris Tucker? Is that who you're
thinking? Yeah, that's who I was trying
that's
to think
I
of.
That's Chris
Better
Tucker.
Better than any of the weigh-ins?
Ooh.
Yeah, Keenan and Ivory weigh-ins.
Ooh.
For him.
Now you've opened the floodgates.
You have.
Bruce Bochy is 55.
Bochy?
Manager? Must be pretty good.
Steve Ettman, 40.
Dolphin?
Colts. And Dolphins. Number one pick in the draft.
Jim.
Steve.
Lonborg.
Philly's great.
68.
And 67 Red Sox great.
Office space.
I was going to have to go ahead and come in on Sunday.
It's Lumberg.
Oh.
Dick Versace, or Versace, 70.
Designer.
Crazy hair.
And.
Confederate flag. That's a big one.
What do you. Would you treat that like the Volkswagen bug? What if I hit you every time I saw a Confederate flag?
But.
I'd have big bruising here.
And Walt Williams is 40.
Breaking Bad.
The Wizard?
The Wizard indeed. A
former Maverick great.
Terp?
Slugbug.
In fact, he was on that original Mavs playoff run team, right?
Walt Wizard?
The famous head shaving year. No. The following year. The Minnesota-Sacramento year. 02.
Yeah, that was Walt White.
That was Hot Rod Williams. Born on this day, now dead, Charlie Chaplin.
Ah,
Mike?
Say.
Why do you want me to
swear?
Better alert your leader.
Henry Mancini.
Mr. Hustle.
Dusty Springfield.
Greatness,
and Dick
both of them.
Night Train Lane.
That's greatness, too.
What was Dusty Springfield's hit?
Unbreakable Record Guy.
Ah, the Pain Train.
Jesse's Girl.
I Want to Be With You.
No, there was another one.
Jesse's Girl.
Everyone knows she's Dusty.
Dead on this day, still dead, Skip Spence.
What about my question?
Well, Moby Grape.
Is Night Train Lane's record unbreakable?
And
also in Bad Company.
To our round table.
And the mention that nobody
what
said anything about.
14 picks in one season.
Was the 58th birthday of Bill Belichick today. So, Tyler.
Oh!
Everybody had to work on their own comedy.
Well, I don't know. You think it is?
I was doing sports talk over here.
Yeah, he doesn't stop.
I'm trying to do sports talk.
Don't stop sports talk.
After all, we're a sports talk station.
That's what we're supposed to be doing, isn't it?
And why are you comparing Greg Zahn to Chewbacca?
We're supposed to be doing it all the time. Four. Hang on. I heard the guitar show. Strippers are everywhere.
Fantasy Golf Sunday Drinks.